Rub some of your pre-cum on my nips.
This is Foam Freaks.
He took my broth with one hand. He drinks out of a sippy cup.
Through the shirt. Hold my milk. Yeah.
Everything closes at 10 or 11 here, bro. What the fuck? So I got to get something to eat in 50 minutes. 49 minutes.
I like this. He doesn't seem horny at all.
Where do you think he is?
I'm tired of eating this shit out, man. This shit is so nasty.
10 to 11, my hometown?
Arby's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A.
White Castle, Wendy's, Arby's. I mean, White Castle is kind of trash.
That's, he's got to be like in this part of the country.
Gotta right? have Chick-fil-A over in the West Coast. Y'all suck. Y'all got
yes, no, we've got Chick-fil-A. What the fuck are you talking about?
Chick-fil-A started from Utah. The Mormons spread it out. We're on the West. They got Chick-fil-A.
No, it did not.
What are you talking about? They're not even open.
Chick-fil-A started in Atlanta.
In-N-Out started in
they
Utah.
Started Mormons.
That was In-N-Out.
Chick-fil-A, the first Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A
was
is Baptist.
Chick-fil-A and Waffle House.
Did Chick-fil-A start on the West Coast?
Chick-fil-A, Waffle House, and Zaxby's.
No, it started in Atlanta. He's
right. Right.
They're Baptist, and they have off on Sundays.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I knew that.
Was it you that I did the thing where we looked up where each fast food place started?
No.
Yeah, what did I do that with?
Chick-fil-A is definitely the best fast food.
Maybe it was my assistant.
Chicken is better.
No, it's just not. It's just an ordinary chicken sandwich to me.
How do you feel about In-N-Out?
I can get that at Jack in the Box.
I expected. The problem isn't In-N-Out. The problem is not In-N-Out. The problem is how people talk about In-N-Out.
It's the fans of In-N-Out.
Yeah, because In-N-Out per price and like it's a good burger, but I was disappointed. I was like, this isn't that great.
Yeah.
People told me it was better than Five Guys. And Five Guys puts it like, it's not even close.
Yeah, same page.
Yeah.
And the fries at In-N-Out are awful.
And I've heard In-N-Out's like pretty healthily sourced too. I don't give a shit about that, but I've heard.
I think they say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got to pick up her phone for her man. Ooh.
I've never had Five Guys.
It's my favorite burger place.
It really is the best burger.
Yeah, besides like a sit down.
I think
it's the best.
No, I guess Kev's also said, he said Smashburger, but that's crazy. Smashburger sucks compared to In-N-Out.
I've never had
Smashburger. Not In-N-Out, compared to Five Guys. Five Guys is the best. And he said Five Guys was second best.
I had shrimp yesterday, though.
It's with the hair dryer.
Sounds like a vacuum.
Wind, leaf blower.
Damn, is this the intro? Yes, this is the intro.
These guys just need company, it seems like. This is way sadder than the horny people. This is just,
they're lonely.
Just lonely.
Lonely, high, and drunk.
Yeah.
Rallies is all right.
They're just discussing,
still talking about it.
Burrito.
This is like a terrible first date.
You're sitting there at a shitty burger place saying, I wish we were at this burger place.
This is Austin Trafalette, and you heard me on the Phone Freaks podcast.
I feel like there end up not being a lot of drugs in small towns. It's like weed and booze, maybe a little bit of meth mixed in sometimes, but like there's...
No way. There's definitely heroin in my small town. I think that's how most of the kids that are younger than me are dead.
Yeah. Well, the thing about small towns, they don't have that like middle step. There's no gateway. You're jumping off the cliff. Like they're either like no drugs, drugs are bad, or like I'm going to die in 5 years. Like there's no like relaxing drugs in small towns. It's like meth and
no
heroin.
No pill popping.
Or you don't drink. Like there's no... Yeah. Well, everyone drinks, I guess, there pretty much. But yeah.
Yeah.
Small towns are fun.
Jesus was for wine, so.
He was for wine, yeah.
So which brand, what flavor of Christianity are you recovering from?
I was raised Baptist.
Okay.
Yeah. And so.
It's a pretty strict one.
It's pretty strict, but. They always flavor, like every religion flavors themselves as like not strict, you know, it's like, just love everyone. Like, that's all you have to do. And then here's all these like rules, you know? Yeah. Yeah. It was an interesting way to grow up. It was like, the weirdest part was like making the transition to like, this is real to this isn't, you know what I mean? Cause it's like, it's a scary thing. And then you just like admit to yourself, you don't really believe it. And then it's like, oh, this feels normal. Like I'm thinking now
at some point, like your priest or your, I grew up Catholic. So for me, it was my priest. For you, it would be a pastor. Like they say something that just breaks all of your delusion.
Yeah. The hard part was that, like everyone in my church, like I love those people. They're the best people ever. Like I'm still close with them. And some of them, especially like my pastor, my grandparents, they're the smartest people I've ever met. Like they just genuinely like
solid advice,
college educated. Like when it comes to logic, they can break stuff down and give the greatest, but like, then there's just like you know what I mean? Like I know they're aware of the breakdown in logic on some plane. And that was what was always interesting to me.
Yeah, that's the beauty of faith. And yeah. There's like, well, no, your job is, you know, this doesn't make sense. And your job is to believe anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, but that doesn't, you just said it doesn't make sense. You're
yeah.
Like, yeah, but that's faith.
Exactly. And that's how my grandma broke. She broke it down to me in the way that made most sense to anyone. She's like, whatever's real doesn't make sense. So you can believe in nothing and be wrong, or you can believe in something and maybe be wrong. And she just broke it down that way. And then I was like, there's no need to debate anymore. Like,
yeah, grandma, yeah, you're
right.
You
I'm also
you.
An idiot. You're right, grandma. Like, I'm just as dumb as everyone else.
You're smart and you believe something that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So what hope does anyone else
yeah,
have?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, whatever.
Shout out to grandma.
Yeah, grandma's dope. I was just talking to her on the phone. Like, can I see the podcast? I'm like, no. I'm not.
No.
Absolutely not.
We have a few grandmas that call in, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, there'll probably be some puppet clips. You could probably send the interview if you're not, you don't care.
What's that?
You could probably share the interview with her if you don't think that anything that you're saying will offend her directly.
We'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. She probably won't love how we opened up either.
Well, you know, maybe you could just be like, oh, just skip to this minute.
Yeah, well, I would have to cut it. Yeah. Like, this is the whole thing. It's 45 seconds, grandma. It's
a long drive. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. They were so busy. LA, you yeah. know, doggy dog.
Yeah, all I did was talk about how you give good advice. Listen to this.
Yeah. I learned that if you smile, you can hear it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So who's the other guy? Guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got a lot of jack-offs in this.
Yeah.
I just realized what Greff's color system is.
Oh, I got my fucking pre coming on the head again.
What color is jack-off?
It's now purple.
Oh, rub some of your pre coming on my nips.
I guess that's appropriate. That's a gay.
The most Texas accent ever.
Get down here and hit me with that hot rope.
Yeah.
Load all over a big black dick and balls.
Big black dick and balls. It almost sounds like a Zach Galifianakis scene.
Between two ferns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Sounds like somebody's getting ready to come.
Smells like somebody.
Do you have any more? Would you rather?
Yeah.
I guess that's what we can do when we just get a straight jack session.
I have to feel your balls against mine now.
Just want to feel your balls against my balls.
If you're going to come, let us know.
Okay.
Republican that doesn't swallow.
Would you rather have sex swallow. In front of your parents or have to watch your parents have sex?
In front of my parents? Does that mean my dad's going to be there? That's a good way to introduce myself. What was the second one?
Or have to have sex in front of them.
Have them like, in front of me or me in front of them?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I just imagine all the cum that could be pumped in this room.
Have that in your head right now,
like,
too.
Imagine the whole time to completion, or just like a walk in, or them walk in on me. Like, I have to come with my mom in the room.
Oh my God.
Like, that's fucking terrible. I don't.
I mean, let's say it's a walk in, but it's a walk in at the end. So it's eye contact as you're coming.
Oh, come on.
No, because that changes. I think that probably changes something in my brain.
Or it's a walk in as they're coming.
Definitely as there.
Yeah. Even though my dad's a corpse, yeah. I'd rather see my mom fucking a corpse.
Yeah, I think definitely that one, because it's like, I don't think that one's gonna interject itself in my sex life as much.
Yeah, whatever. My brother saw my mom fucking my stepdad, and she was on top.
Okay, and you think your brother turned out fine?
No, he was already grown. It's not. He was already not fine. I'm sure I've seen worse stuff.
I got pre-cum on my big balls.
And I feel like that's not the most unusual thing. Like, I hear stories about kids who have done that.
If you're telling me, yeah, I have to blow a load in front of my mom. Oh, God. And would that be my stepfather?
Yeah.
He already thinks I'm burning in hell. Now I'm having unmarried sex in front of him.
I don't know. It could be with your still kind of wife.
Have either of that... still kind of
the divorce isn't final, yeah. But you know, it's
isn't
happening.
That funny in their view, like having sex with someone you hate but are still like,
yeah, that's okay.
Just contractually with is like totally fine.
Just what you felt right now.
Have either of you guys been walked in on by parents or walked in?
My ex used to live with his grandparents, and we were in high school, and his grandpa like opened the door up, saw us, and then like just said like, "Oh, pardon me," and closed it, and then like left. And then after we like came downstairs and we were like, "Oh," and he's like, "So you guys must be hungry after all of that," and we were like, "Oh my gosh,
that's a sick grandpa to have though."
Do you think he went into the bathroom and rubbed one out to you?
Oh, absolutely.
So he saw you full-on nude?
Yeah, I was on top, but I think he saw into my whole entire colon.
He saw your butthole and the side of your boobs?
Everything. Well, I mean, I'm 15, I had nothing.
That had to have been the best day grandpa's had in a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame he couldn't have died in that moment.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dead now. So he had years to, like, spank bank it.
So is the boyfriend. Yeah.
Wait, the boyfriend's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Damn, you're bad luck. Both of them. Grandpa, too. The whole interaction was just
everyone
lethal.
That's seen me naked. Yeah.
You're like, actually, they all are. All of my boyfriends.
Everyone's dead.
Well, I have a list going.
Oh, really?
Huh. Do not hook up with CJ. Yeah.
Unless you've got a death wish.
It's probably a decent way to die. I mean, better than all the other ones.
I mean, if you even, who knows if you actually even die?
Yeah, well, if there was a girl that just somehow it was known that if you had sex with her, you were going to die, there'd be a line still. Like of guys who don't even want to die. They just don't think that far ahead, I think. Like, I'll figure it out.
They'd be like, oh, yeah. That pussy's literally killer.
Yeah.
Like, I'll try.
Yeah.
I'll defy the odds.
Definitely. Yeah.
I had a babysitter walk in on me.
Really?
Not having sex, playing with myself.
Really?
For some reason, I was picturing like your daughter's babysitter. And then you said playing with yourself. And then I was like, wait, your daughter's babysitter walked in on you playing yourself?
That's what I was trying to put together. I'm like, why?
Sorry, I was 12.
You get a babysitter so you can masturbate? That's what I was trying to get. I was like,
yeah, actually, you know what? That was.
I see why you got divorced. That's insane.
I don't get any me time. Yeah.
Can you watch her for like 6 minutes, please? Pay you $300. Did you have hot babysitters when you were?
When you're 12, a fit teenager with tits, you're like.
Yeah. I remember just being.
Yeah, 17. Actually, I had one that was pretty hot Argentinian woman.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember I had one that was just like torturously, I thought, good looking. She was like a senior and I was like a fifth grader. I remember I was just like, yeah.
Have you looked her up since and been like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. I mean, she had like, she went downhill pretty quick. I don't even know if she was ever uphill. I was like 10. Yeah. That's the closest I'd been to a woman in my whole life.
And you're just, you know, it's what do you have access to?
Yeah.
That's why prison pussy is a thing.
Yeah. I remember.
It's prison gay. It's not gay for real. Yeah. It's like, oh, what are my options here?
Yeah. I remember she would come over and I would just shit on my sister. So I seemed so much smarter and cooler and older, you know, like my sister would fuck up. I'm like, how'd you even think that? That's so obviously not what you know what I mean? Just so she'd like me.
So dumb. You're so five.
I'd love to see it from the bait. Cause it was obvious. It had to have been so obvious that I was trying to get a kiss on the cheek or whatever. Flirt with her. Yeah.
No, yeah. I used to give massages and then like start rubbing side boob and stuff.
When you were young?
Your to my babysitters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I know you're initiating that, but they're almost molesting you there because they
know. Yeah, no, they're letting you rub the side boob. And then they do the thing and like, stop. They push away from it. But you're like, you're letting me rub your back.
Yeah.
Every now and then you like take the bra off.
Yeah. That's insane, dude. You had some fun babysitters. I didn't get to do any. I remember they'd read me a story. I remember trying to get them to go like under the covers. Like, I'm like, no, just get in, be comfortable. Like, let's relax.
Come on. Yeah. My mom reads me. My mom gets under the covers when she reads me the story. Come
on. I remember just being like, let's.
You're like, get in your PJs. You didn't bring any. Your underwear's fine.
Yeah. I'm naked under here too.
It's you can borrow my t-shirt.
Yeah. No, it's weird.
That would be a sick move. A 10-year-old getting the 16-year-old girl to wear his t-shirt.
What's crazy?
It's from Baby Gap. She's just poo-bearing it now.
What's crazy
is... God damn it. I'm going to get hard. You got to stop.
What's crazy is back then, like, I don't even think I knew the mechanics of sex. I knew, I'm like, I need to go in this direction, but I didn't even know what the end game was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like so into me. I'm like, I'll figure this out. Something is drawing me to you.
We've talked about it before. I was shown porn at the age of 5. So it's like, I knew what all that shit was. I was the kid when, you know, they're making weird jokes. And I'm just like, what are you? That's so juvenile.
Yeah.
Like, that's the dick. Well, that's
probably why
you
had so much game. You're getting your fucking babysitters naked. They're probably like, holy fuck, this guy's got.
It's like he's so respectful. Kid's
a pro. Yeah, they're going back to their boyfriend. Like, listen, this isn't going to cut it. You got to step it up.
I don't know what happened. He was giving me a massage, and all of a sudden, my bra came off.
He took my bra off with one hand. He drinks out of a sippy cup
through the shirt. Hold my milk.
Oh, no, that is
all
sick,
downhill dude. From there.
Yeah, that is sick.
Today's word is
fool. Gonna lay down in bed because I'm fool.
I think I'm just gonna lay out because I'm fool. I'm just gonna get into bed and lay down and probably find me a movie to watch.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Certain movies that I like on Lifetime, I like Lifetime movies.
Mm-hmm.
Lifetime have some interesting, they have some good movies on Lifetime. You ever watch Lifetime movies?
Only the murder mystery ones.
Yeah.
The true crimes.
I think I don't watch all the movies on Lifetime.
It's according to what you... You watch yours on internet or you watch it on cable? You got cable, DirecTV or something?
I watch all my Hulu movies through Hulu.
Oh, Hulu.
Yeah.
Okay. What is that? I never heard of that before.
Hulu?
Hulu is an app that Juju had to terminate it.
Oh, okay. So you had to download the app.
Just jerking into this Hulu conversation.
Yeah, it's like an app where like you download it on the TV as well. You can watch it on the TV.
Okay. You seem like the type that like watch. You like to watch. Say like the type that like to watch movies too, though. You like to watch movies a lot.
Who doesn't like to watch movies?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is the dumb shit that we try to use to flirt with each other.
Movies.
You know what we have in common? We breathe.
Just lay back.
It was some movie that you said.
I breathe out that carbon dioxide.
Oh my gosh, me too.
We're feeding those trees.
Do you remember that movie you mentioned?
I go to the bathroom. Do you do that too?
Yes.
I have two different types of bathroom, a number one and a number two.
Oh my gosh. I do as well.
Oh my God.
I went we have so much in
I sleep.
I didn't like
I sleep too. I love sleeping.
And I eat.
Well, you've lost me.
You don't even eat sometimes?
Very few times.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, you're right.
I'll do all the eating for both of us.
But I didn't like how they
oh my gosh, you're so manly. Really picking up the slack for me.
Like, what the fuck?
You do.
Yeah, I like doing things with my spare time.
All them people and stuff.
Oh my gosh. I also do things.
My brain thinks sometimes.
You've lost me again.
I mean, I'm dumb.
Oh,
I'm so dumb.
Me too.
Hey, how you doing, sexy baby? Sexy baby. Sexy baby.
Have you done any touring?
That's all I've done is the Washington touring.
Okay.
Yeah, just up there for a few shows. And I think in August, September, I'm going to do another round up there. But besides that, no.
Okay. I think one of the big things for... I think there's like some Indian casinos not too far from San Diego that get hit on like one of the early breaking out of the local scene.
Yeah, it's like the first step.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. I'm definitely not used to doing this on Sundays.
When do you guys usually do your podcast? You said Mondays, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Throw
off the schedule. No.
I booked another guest that has a 9-to-5 after this.
Oh, really?
So then it worked out for us. It's just now we have 4 guests in a row, like back to back to back to back to back.
Plus, I'm going through divorce, so like this is the first time I don't have to deal with Mother's Day. I'm happy to be working today.
Yeah. That's sick.
Oh, I forgot to tell you happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. First Mother's Day without my little one. What am I going to do?
Oh, that's sad.
Because now you're the mama and the papa of the house.
Well, I mean, no, the mama's actually here, you know, in town. So well, she's present.
Of your house, though. Like when it's bedtime, you got a mama and papa it.
Only half the time, though. So this is so much better than when I was married and I had to do it 100% of the time. Word of advice, don't marry. First of all, don't get married.
Yeah,
word of advice, just simple.
That's always the bro advice. Just don't do it.
It's not even, it's just a contract. It's a business arrangement. And what are you getting out of this business arrangement?
Not getting yelled at by my girlfriend of 12 years.
Damn, wait, how old are you?
No, I mean, like, that's what it leads to if you don't get married. Eventually, she's going to be your girlfriend for 12 years and being upset.
Yeah. Okay, well, then you got to be like, I'll do the wedding for you, but prenup.
Yeah.
We got to do a prenup because one of us is going to get tired.
Yeah.
Unless you can have good communication and then your partner actually like respects you and does what they say they're going to do.
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah, I'll probably have to lean towards the prenup on that.
Well, I mean, especially if, you know, when you're hit with a bunch of success, you need to have a prenup.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be.
And just give them, you know, a vesting like, hey, you're with me for 20 years. You're taken care of, whatever.
Yeah. The prenup right now would probably benefit the girl more than me, I think.
Dude, I don't know. CJ, what are your thoughts on a man's earning potential versus a woman's earning potential?
Based off of society?
Yeah.
Men have a higher chance of getting promotion. Well, so here's the thing. At jobs, men are more likely to ask for a promotion than women are because men are like, whatever.
We're less agreeable.
If they say no, then they say no, not a big deal. But women in workplaces, like, I don't know how everyone has done it, but women just feel so replaceable. So they're really? Like, if I ask for a raise, they'll just be like, no, fire me and hire somebody else.
Really? I never heard it from that perspective. I thought it was just the agreeableness trait or whatever it's called. I forget what it's called. Men are like super not agreeable. So they're like just jump into something that could be conflictual like really easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely get that part.
Put up with. Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to do? Fire me? I'll go get another shitty job.
Yeah. We have just this ego that's based on nothing. That's all being a man is just having confidence that's based on nothing. And just,
I can fucking kill you. Yeah. I bet you I can. Yeah. And then the other person just stands up and you're like, oh God, why did I say that?
It's literally just talking like you know what you're talking about and trying to get others to believe you. That's
lots of bullshit. Yeah. But see, you're tall. You're relatively good looking. You can. Yeah.
And people think I'm smart just because, and I'm not.
Just like, because you're tall.
All the time. Because I'm just trying to meet standards that I can't. Yeah.
You call your grandma and you're like, Grandma, I have this presentation at work. Yeah. Could you workshop it for me?
Yeah.
And then I'll just present it. I'll put you on my AirPods. You can just tell me what to say.
Yeah. The first thing I do when I accomplish anything is call my mom and grandma and exaggerate. That's the first thing I do. Yeah, I'm doing shit. You don't understand.
Yeah. No, I remember when I was working for other people, and just because I'm tall, everyone would, they'd just be like, yeah, you're believable.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just, I'm looking up. So I feel confident in what you're telling me.
Yeah. That was the weirdest thing, especially the first time it happened is in a relationship. You know, that's the first time where like I said something and someone was like, oh, you're probably right. Like I just did it. And I was like, this is fucking sick. Are you kidding me? Like, people just think, yeah. Cause you grow up at home and it's like your parents know you're a dumbass and they don't look at you. Like, and then you get out and then people start listening to you and you have no knowledge. And it's like, yeah.
Like, cool. You guys think I'm smart.
Yeah. It's like, give me a fucking microphone. Let's get this started.
Say I have a tiny wiener.
Hello.
Stick in the head, motherfuckers.
Was someone calling me?
Man, that guy's mentally
disturbed, motherfucker.
Yeah, what I was saying was apparently, you know how when you go in these stores and they got whole section of deer shit. Well, one of the things, the bait where that you use to feed the deer with. So the theory is that what it is in some of those feeds, they're using what's known as rendered animal products. It's the same thing they did with the cows, and the cows...
Mad cow disease.
Yeah, it's called...
Good for you, gummy bear.
Jacob's disease, bovine encephaly, or encephalitis. And what it is, it's a brain swelling disease. It's called mad cow. You've heard of it. But the thing is that the... It's...
So it's a mad deer.
It's not like bacteria, so it can't be cooked out of the meat. And so that's why it's so dangerous. So what they're saying is that these deer that have this wasting disease, it's because of the animal products in the deer feed. And I don't know why that guy couldn't let me say it, man.
Mad cow was because they were eating cow brains. The cows were eating cow brain and then tainting the rest of their meat. Why would you be feeding wild deer?
Trying to say that I was
deer
blindly.
Meat.
See, they got a whole false narrative. These anti-Trump motherfuckers that they use on us.
It's not like people are running deer farm.
I ain't no Whereas Democrat.
With the cows, it's like, yeah, we got this dead cow. Just throw it in the feed because it's less corn that we have to buy.
No, people are.
I might vote for a Republican, but I will never baiting vote
the
for
deer
a Democrat.
So that. They're like, oh, there's always food over here in this area. So then they can shoot and kill them and then be like, I am such a successful hunter.
But that's ridiculous. So they're so cheap that they want to use animal-filled deer food, like deer feed. How is that not more expensive? I guess because no one's eating the brains. So they're just like, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Feed it to them. You're going to kill them anyway. What's the worst that can happen? Oh, it poisons everyone and turns people into zombies.
He got busted for statutory rape, so they got rid of him when that happened. But, yeah, so they're at a campaign appearance for him. And guess what?
That would be wild.
He introduced them as
if the redneck hunters end up bringing about the zombie apocalypse because they're too cheap to just bait with real feed or just be good hunters and not have to bait.
Yeah, no, a lot of... a lot of
you don't even know what the motherfucking
I don't know,
name
at least where
is.
I grew up.
I mean, what the fuck?
They would say that like
Leonard
baiting's
Skinner.
Illegal and that you're not
Skinner?
Allowed to do it during
where,
hunting
where
season
you?
And everything.
You ain't one of us.
And I know that there was like a kid in my high school that when all the kids got old enough and they were all hunting together, the one kid called him out because they were arguing about who is a better hunter. And the one kid's like, shut up. Like, the only reason that you're a better hunter is because you have an apple tree right next to your deer stand. Like, you're literally baiting. He's like, what? I'm not baiting
the deer. I didn't make
the
tree.
Yeah, I didn't plant it there. That's just where it is. And that's just where my deer stand happens to be. And he's like, no, you're baiting them.
Like, you didn't do it on purpose, but you put the deer stand there because you know they're mm-hmm. coming to eat the apples.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you allowed to shoot the deer on your own private land?
Yeah.
Only during deer season, or are you allowed to shoot when it's on your property? You can do whatever you want.
No, no. During deer season, you go somewhere to get
your
like, license and your tags, and they only give you a certain number of tags, so they'll give you like, you know, two male and a female, and then somebody else has to get a hunting license, and then they'll get two males and a female.
So as a group, you can merge your tickets together if you're on a hunting trip.
Yeah.
So I've never done it, and I've had to get like my fishing license and all that dumb shit for fishing, but I've never shot a breathing animal, mm-hmm. like a mammal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hunting on your own property, how would they ever know that you took down more deer than your license permits? Do they have people wandering private property?
No, it's just when a lot of people don't like clean and process it themselves. They bring it.
Got
to,
it.
Like,
they have their butcher do it.
Yeah, a person that like that's what they do. Like they clean and process the deer, the turkey, the whatever season it is that you're hunting, rabbit. You know, so
if you're going to do it yourself, you can pretty much do whatever the fuck you want on your property.
Yes. But then you have to clean and process and like everything yourself. But if you take it to the butcher, then you're like, oh yeah, I want
they keep track.
Like this many things of like ground meat. I want this many like cuts of this. I want like this much like deer jerky.
I think I'd be afraid to go on to someone's land where it's like, oh yeah, look, I've got 15 deer carcasses just hanging. They've already been stripped. I'm actually going to use their fur for shit. You're like, what? Mm-hmm. There's my meat grinder. You're like, wait a minute. Once it's ground up, you can't identify it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's right. Don't mm-hmm. make me mad.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you think have been ground up by butchers and then fed to people?
Oh, all Sweeney Todd like?
Yeah.
Enough that there's a movie.
Or now that they have it was a musical first.
Okay, well enough.
Yeah. He was a barber anyway.
Yeah, but they still made human meat pies.
Yeah. But he wasn't a butcher doing it. No, maybe this is where all of this natural dog food, like human grade dog food, because no human's going to actually eat the dog food. Maybe that's all these people being murdered. And it's just a front. Like, look at how sweet we are. We're making food for your dog. And the dog's like, sick. This is delicious. What did you do?
Well, it's properly labeled.
There's Fred. Chef's kiss. Are you dating someone?
No.
Are you dating everyone?
I'm not doing that. You trying to get me in trouble?
Well, no, you're not dating someone.
No. I'm not. I've been single for a while. It's impossible. Like, if you're doing comedy and you're working during the day, like,
you don't have
18
any time.
Hours a day, Monday through Friday, I'm busy. And so it's like,
it's just booty calls.
That's all I can do. Like, what else?
It's all I have the bandwidth for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all my bandwidth. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not great at like that either, because it's like, I always just foresee, I'm not good at like some guys just cannot care about hurting girls' feelings. And it's like, I always foresee that happening. And like, then I just feel bad before I'm even in a position to feel bad. And so it's just like, turns into this whole conundrum.
Did you ever go down the path of indulging the female that's like, yeah, I know you're unavailable, but it's okay. Yeah. We can do this. And then you do it. And then they keep pushing and you're just like, I told you we can't do this.
Yeah. You don't, that's the thing about guys. We're so unaware of how like smart and strategic women are for so long. And then you realize like, oh, they're all doing this. They have a plan and a goal. Like they have like objectives listed out and they're manipulating me. You know? And then it takes so long to learn that.
One time I had a neighbor introduce me to her father. And she's like, hey, yeah, let's go to like TGI Fridays or Chili's or something. I was like, okay, cool. And I get in the car and I'm high as fuck. And she's like, we're going to make a stop. And we stopped at her father's house. She's like, yeah, hey, ma'ams, meet my dad. And I'm like, hi, dad, what's going on?
Do you want a weed gummy?
Yeah, exactly.
That happened to my roommate, who's my best friend. All my like roommates right now, like I grew up with in my hometown from like elementary school.
So you guys all came down together?
So I came down for like a year, almost a full year. And then I imported everyone. Yeah, I brought the boys.
Did you bring your cousins too?
One of them technically by marriage. That's the thing. It's all by marriage. Like if you marry, if anyone you know marries into one of two families, you're related to everyone. That's literally how it works. And so it's by marriage.
So but you're all cousins, but not really cousins.
No, no.
You're like, there's cousins no genetic, by marriage.
There's no, I'd moved into the town when I was like 10. So.
Okay. Well, that makes a little bit more sense. It's just.
Yeah. But it's so much less funny.
Like, you don't, yeah. No, but that's why I was like, where did you guys all come from? That like, there's a town of 800 of this one family.
Well, so how it works, there's one family that like owned all the land Toledo was, and then they just gave it away to people and had sex with everyone. And so married so everyone. Cult. I mean, kind of in a way,
or
I think every town
was
starts as a cult.
Prostitution of the land.
Oh, legal prostitution.
Could have been.
Like, okay, you have sex with me. I will give you property.
I'll give you 2 acres.
That's such a good deal. Yeah. That's such a good deal.
That's so much better. 2 acres for anal. Hookers are getting.
Yeah. That's how you beat the patriarchy. Like, get some real estate. Pretty soon, the guys will be renting from women all the time. That's all that'll happen.
Of course. And the guys don't care. We're like, I'll live in a shack in the woods. I just need an internet connection for porn.
Yeah. A guy with an empty ball sack is the least motivated. You can take over the patriarchy in no time. Like, we're not doing anything.
That's why all the ugly people run things, because they're not getting fucked.
Yeah, it's ugly people and people who didn't get hugged when they were kids. They run everything.
That's why I'm such a boss. The second part.
The second not getting hugged.
Yeah,
same here. If you want to see any of my upcoming clips, my shows, anything to do with my comedy, please check out my podcast. It's Austin Trafalette. That's Trafellet.
Now, I don't like the porn industry, how you're looking at these specific videos and you feel like you're going to get something different. And when you play the video, when it
he's getting clickbaited with porn.
Per second download,
I never feel like I'm going to get something different when I watch porn. I know what I'm going to get. That's why you watch porn.
Yeah, when it says stepmom gets fucked, it's usually like it's somebody playing stepmom getting fucked.
He probably sees like the clip, like the picture of a guy, like with a dick in his hands, and then he opens it and he's just pissed there's a girl involved somewhere.
It's a preview. He wants you to buy a subscription.
Oh, he's paying for porn.
And the fucking stuff that's out there, the web host.
He's probably doing, probably looking for T-girl porn.
I can't even find them. I can't find no goddamn good, legitimate, amateur fucking porn when it comes to the rape fantasy. I can't find any of this good quality homemade pornography.
Amateur porn rape fantasy?
Isn't amateur rape
it's
just
like
rape?
Google and like,
that's not
like,
good.
No,
you shouldn't.
We're not looking at that.
Hey, honey, can we film what we're about to do? Why are you calling me honey?
Perfect. Perfect.
An American male who's an adult who's responsible. Who pays for this?
He's definitely a Republican. Yeah, I'm supposed to be free in this country. I can't even find gay rape.
Like, I just want to watch a 17-year-old high school girl get gangbanged by the football team against her will, but she consented.
Yeah, Republic. It always goes back to freedom in America. They find a way to loop whatever it is.
If you're broadcasting something,
I want to watch what I want to watch.
If you're saying you're fucking your sister, one of these days I'd like to actually see you fuck your fucking sister. God damn it, bro.
I'm not in on that.
So he's mad that they're acting.
Yes.
You should pay me for wasting my fucking
internet.
Ava
Stone told me that they have to say step. Because if they just say guy fucks his sister, it'll get flagged and taken down.
It's incest.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because incest is illegal. So it has to say step, stepmom, stepsister, stepdad, stepbrother.
But
if it doesn't say step, then it'll get flagged and taken down.
Really?
Yeah.
So they can't put like rape in the title or like underage in the title?
I don't think they're allowed to do underage.
Yeah, probably
I
don't
think, I think they can say barely. Young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like barely. I don't know. She was only talking to me about the logistics.
She's definitely not 18.
Step.
So
yeah.
No offense to Ava, but she's not. We are 18.
Huh. This is a high schooler?
Oh. No. This is what I'm saying. It's not. She wouldn't be talking to you about the young porn.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
No, Ava Stone is one of my girlfriends that does porn.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, she's been on the podcast a couple times.
Okay.
She's entering her MILF era.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So all she does is like fuck the young, hot, like new porn star guys. And we like encourage her. She's like, yeah, they like want me to do stepmom stuff, but like, I don't know. And we're like, what? She's like, yeah, right now I do a lot of like stepdad stuff. And we're like, yeah, and you're fucking all the old guys. Like, if you're the stepmom,
yeah,
you
like
fuck
code.
All the hotties. Yeah. And she's like, wait, yeah. She's like, yeah, all these women were telling me not to do stepmom stuff because as soon as I start doing it, then I won't be able to go back. And we're like,
I'm only going to be doing stepmom porn.
Yeah. And we're like, yeah, they're literally telling you, oh, this cake is awful. You don't want it. Stay away from the cake.
Yeah.
Like, they want all the young dick for themselves.
Yeah, that is crazy. It is weird in porn because it's like the dudes in porn are either like the hottest guys ever or they're the weirdest, ugliest, fattest guys ever.
But with big dicks.
Yeah, but with huge dicks both ways. And the girls are always like hot, but like sometimes it's a hot girl and this fat 56-year-old. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Even Alex Legend was negging all of the young guys. He's like, you know, yeah, they might be young and fit, but they're not professionals yet. They don't know how to do it. So you could be there all day and, you know, sometimes they'll nut four minutes in and, you know, then everyone has to hold up production. I think Ava would love it. She'd be like, holy shit, I made him come that fast.
Yeah,
that would be a good
makes
day.
Me feel hot.
Yeah.
Gonna keep having sex with him all day. Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, when she first started, she like would text me being like, okay, my scene is with this guy. Like, he's hot though, right? And I'm like, yeah, he's a hottie. And she's like, okay, yeah, great. Okay, I'm going to enjoy tomorrow. I'm like, good for you. You enjoy your job.
I always wondered that if it was like, I'm clocking in like a mental thing or if it was like, oh, I'm excited for, you know what I mean?
I think it just depends on the girl.
Yeah.
Because there are some girls that are like, yeah, no, I just love sex.
Yeah.
Because we've had a bunch of porn stars. Like he said, Alex Legend is a guy.
Mm.
We had him come on, like, talk to us.
Yeah, and
we
he's done like all flavors, all sizes.
Yeah.
He finds a way to make it. Well, obviously, the guy can't fake it.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, that's true.
He said that he likes to find, like, something about each girl that he likes and then just
focus on that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I have seen interviews with like some of the bigger star, like just on whatever the bigger pod, like whatever ones, I can't even think of one, but like, and then they'll say that they just enjoy it. Like they're like, I do this outside of work. And then some people are hating on it. I'm like, I think that's endearing. Like, I like to hear that. That makes it like way better. In
you
my
like
mind.
To tell jokes to your friends.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm not doing this. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Faking it, I guess.
I hate every day I have to get up on stage. God damn it. But it pays the bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think it's like the old days of, I mean, I'm sure there's still plenty of girls that hate doing the porn, but I don't think it's like it was in the 80s and 90s where it was like pretty much sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. They found like runaways at the age of 16, 17 and started filming them. And like, I broke you. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to work for me for 15 years.
And now that porn is like, it's just more mainstream. Like, I think, I hope I'm speaking out of my ass, but they get more control over you because they get a big enough name and it's like they can capitalize just off their name now.
And yeah. Everybody has their OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing out not having an OnlyFans.
I mean, that's what
you guys got some content.
I don't know what the content would be, but I feel like everyone has an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I know.
You put your butthole on there.
Just my butthole
every day.
Put your balls in there.
That's what I wonder about the feet. Like my friend just started a feet OnlyFans. I always wonder, I'm like, how much content can you make with your feet? You
know, his feet,
her.
I
had an Instagram message me.
Are her feet that nice? All of a sudden I feel like I'm being sucked into a kink. I'm like, wait, I'm curious.
I don't how know nice are what feet? The quality of like nice feet are. They're probably small. Never really. Like, I have no idea.
Had an Instagram message me yesterday and they were like, hey, will you send us a photo of like a selfie of you with the bottom of your feet in front of it? And then we're going to post it on our page. And then if people message us about you, we'll send them your way for you to like make money off of them. And I'm like, nah, thanks. And they're like, well, can I pay for a pedicure for you? And I was like, I live in LA. They're expensive. And they're like, how much? And I was like,
$8,000.
I was like, $225 plus tip. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, you send it and I'll send you a photo of my feet. And they're like, yeah, okay, okay.
Really?
Did they send you the money?
I haven't been on my Instagram.
So she does comedy. And like my friend that I mentioned earlier, who's like a huge foot guy, he does comedy. And so she was talking to him almost as like a creative director because she didn't know what guys. And he was so like, it's so insane. He's like, I don't want the feet to be like the main thing in the picture. Like you're showing me your feet. I want you to be barefoot taking a picture of yourself doing something. I want to feel almost like a creep. Like I'm seeing something I'm not supposed to. Like
he probably loved Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Probably. Yeah. He's a funny dude, but it was just like, he's so open about it too. I was just like, that's insane.
I know, man, I remember I went over to like hook up with some girl who was way more hippie than I realized. So I was like helping her with something and I was going to try to like play that into something else. And she sat on her couch bed thing.
Futon?
No, it wasn't. It was like a day bed. Okay. It wasn't a futon, better than a futon, but not much. And she sat up and her feet were all fucking black and gross. And I was just like, yeah, never mind. You're disgusting.
Yeah.
And then she had some armpit hair too. Like I said, she ended up.
Her floors are disgusting.
No. You're disgusting. When you're walking around and you're like black. I know sometimes my feet get black because like I've got the indoor outdoor. Uh-huh. This was as black as the screen on my phone. Wow. It looked like she was walking over coals.
Yeah. And if she is the only one that lives there, her floors are kind of a reflection of her a little bit. And yeah.
And it was a studio. It was a studio apartment. It's not hard to clean.
Once a month, that's all he's asking.
Or just put socks on. If it's that bad, you have to feel
black socks.
Yeah.
You put the socks on all day and then you take them off.
My gosh.
Take your shower, put the socks on. Someone's coming over.
There was somebody at the gym the other day that was working out. They probably, I don't know, they were doing some sort of lifting and they were wearing white socks, took their shoes off. And I was like, okay, just fucking get comfortable, I guess. But they like did something where I saw the bottom of their feet and it was just like where their sole of their foot was so black. And I was like,
his shoes are that disgusting.
Or the gym floor. And then it's like, ew, why are you in your socks?
That's an interesting move.
I wish he could have dropped, like if he had dropped a weight on his socked foot, that would have been amazing.
Yeah. And just like if you're lifting, especially I see people do that a lot when they're lifting on like the power lifting, like it's almost like basketball
on the
floor
mat
thing. Yeah. And it's like, why not? It's almost like barefoot or shoes make sense because of traction, but socks is different. I don't get it.
Socks and exercise don't mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He was doing something where, you know, you put the plates on the floor so that you can elevate your toes and have your heels down so that when you squat.
No.
For your calves.
Oh, that's how you build your calves if you don't want to run?
I don't do legs. I don't know. I've seen them. It looks like it.
No, it's for people that when they squat, they lean forward too far, so then your knees go over your toes, so it's bad for your knees.
Oh.
So if you put the plates under your toes, you lean more on your heel, so then you have better form when you're squatting.
Oh, really? Our basketball coach used to make us do that and then tippy toe at the end.
No, so you can't with the plate under your toes.
That sounds like you're going to do, I saw one guy in a video, he deadlifted or something and his knees buckled the wrong way. Like,
I hate those videos.
Like, it sounds like he's asking to make his knees bend backwards.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah. He wasn't lifting that much. Like,
open up his lips.
Like,
taking that head in there.
It was maybe 70 pounds.
Why is he at the gym doing lifting of 70 pounds?
Because everything was full, so he got one of the like free weight bars.
Yeah.
You
know? Fucking it in there.
Just the bar? He put the weights on the floor and deadlifting the bar.
No, you ever see those bars that are like the squiggle in the middle and
they come at different weights?
Yes.
I told you, I don't go to the gym. I don't know what these weights are. There's my gym right there.
Hell yeah.
I do feel like the guy that's going, that sounds like he's actually trying to finish.
Or he's just a giver. He's like, I'm just going to try to make everyone else finish here. This isn't about me today. Like,
you don't think he's putting something in his butt and he's struggling because he ran out of lube? He's like,
Everybody's just saying whatever they want to say.
It's a free for all.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony.
I'm sure somebody's jerked it to that song.
I'm sure.
Stuck a feather up my butt.
Do you still call it macaroni?
Called it macaroni!
That's a baby. There we go. That's a baby. Yeah, baby. Hold on, yeah. Sliding it in there. Coming to your asshole. That's it. Yeah. Hold on, I'm not going to touch.
Are they all just coming to the one that's squeaking?
I don't know. I can't understand anything. They're just talking over each other. I think the squeaking is the only thing I can understand.
Yeah.
This is why I really do. I think this would be a really interesting off-Broadway play. With the people talking, because you'd be there in the room live with eight people just saying their own
behind
script
a curtain
on repeat
or something. Yeah, I feel like the guy moaning, he's putting in effort, but he could be better.
Critique.
Yeah, I feel like he could be a little more specific.
That's the smallest dick that he's pretending to suck.
Yeah.
Hamburger Head's like, what? That sounds like treat time.
Give us a follow on Instagram at Phone Freaks Podcast. Check out our TikToks at Phone Freaks. And if you're one of the old timers that still uses Facebook, then check us out at Phone Freaks Podcast.
Shit, yeah, oh!